You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'm sitting alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins comes by each week for Cinema Chat. And thank you very much for being here. Thank you for doing your part during the WEMU Spring Pledge Drive.
Well, thanks to all the listeners who called in with their support, especially those that called in to support Cinema Chat. We
and
really appreciate
in, they,
it.
They came in great numbers, and what I can tell you is that the pledge drive ended at 7 o'clock on Wednesday evening, and at that point, the figure was at $208,000, $8,000 above goal. So,
again,
great. Thanks to all who made that possible. We do appreciate it. Now, there was a lot of political unrest in the arts and cultural world because there has been a proposal to eliminate funding for arts and humanities as in addition to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. You, of course, and your wife, Deb Pollack, are arts advocates.
Yes,
and,
yes, indeed.
Just came back from Washington, D.C., in which you had an opportunity to engage lawmakers who will ultimately decide these issues.
Yes, you know, I think a lot of people are a little dismayed about news coming out of Washington and all of that kind of stuff. And I got to tell you, after having spent a couple of days on the Hill, as it were, in the Congress of the United States of America, you know, I think the arts funding will be preserved. I don't know if it'll be preserved at the levels that it had been previously, but the fact that we could go to Washington and actually have meetings with our senators and representatives in the Congress. If you just think about how difficult it would be to get a meeting with the president of University of Michigan or Eastern Michigan University or General Motors. I mean, these are people that command budgets with millions and billions of dollars.
I can barely meet with my children.
And I had the opportunity to meet with Debbie Dingell, with Tim Wahlberg, with Dan Kildee, with Gary Peters, and we met with all of their staffs as well as the staff of Debbie Stamenaugh. And some of our folks did have a chance to meet with Debbie Stamenaugh. So, you know, these are very, very busy people. And in our democracy, if you sit down and talk and they're going to do everything they can to hear what you have to say. So anyway, that in and of itself was encouraging. And everybody said, well, you know, the executive branch recommends a budget, but it's actually legislative branch that creates and passes the budget. So we'll see how it goes. We also heard a really brilliant lecture by the president of the Ford Foundation, Darren Walker. And again, the Ford Foundation money came from Michigan, from the Ford Motor Company back a long, long time ago in the 1920s, I believe. But it was a wonderful, wonderful talk. And you will post a link to that. So if people
want
to
read it.
Yeah,
you'll find that at WEMU.org.
If you want to read a transcript of it, it was really wonderful. So, you know, speaking of PBS and NPR, as well as the National Endowment for Humanities and National Endowment for the Arts, Ken Burns, a child of Ann Arbor, a child of the public broadcasting system.
And one of the most renowned and skilled documentarians.
Absolutely. He's going to be in Ann Arbor about a month from now on Wednesday, April 19th at the Michigan Theater, courtesy of the Michigan Theater and Detroit Public Television. They're the ones that really made this happen, and we're so glad to be in partnership with them.
He's going to preview some of his upcoming works, including one on the Vietnam War.
Yep, absolutely. And so if you want to go to that special preview where Ken Burns will be live in the Michigan Theater. He'll be there to show us some samples of his recent work. He'll be there to talk about his career, I'm sure he'll talk about funding for the National Endowment for Humanities in particular. And General Motors actually provided a lot of money for his documentaries in previous times. Come on down. The tickets are really inexpensive, and you can get them at the Michigan Theater website. Now, it's currently only Michigan Theater members and Detroit Public Television members. We gave away some tickets to WEMU listeners
during the pledge drive,
which we're
right?
happy to do. But anyway, April 19th, obviously we're limited to the number of seats in the Michigan Theater. Tickets
but
are very
expensive. But it's entirely possible some will open to the general public.
It's possible, absolutely. Well, the film festival is going on right now.
And, of course, that is the 55th Ann Arbor Film
absolutely.
Festival.
Absolutely. And there are literally events going on starting in the very you know, very early afternoon until midnight or so. And most of them, as you said earlier on the radio, are actually happening at the Michigan Theater, but there's other events around. And you can meet the filmmakers that have submitted their films. You can meet the jurors who will be putting together who the winners are. And the Winners and Highlights Night is going to be Saturday night. And they're going back to a format that was very, very popular 10, 20 years ago and actually created the largest attendance on that Sunday. These days, people are coming to the festival itself in general, which is wonderful.
Absolutely.
Because the best
thing... You get exposed to so much more.
It is so true. So starting in 1963, the Ann Arbor Film Festival has celebrated the experimental and the avant-garde. You can see documentaries, you can see feature-length films, you can see a lot of short experimental films. So come on down to the Ann Arbor Film Festival. Just come on down any time of the day or night almost and pop in and stay for as long as you can.
And it's still not too late to get an all-festival pass and just go see everything.
That's right. Absolutely. Do it. Films by Jay Rosenblatt, Thorsen Timpop, and lots of... Pat Alesko, who started in the very early days of the festival when she was a student in the early 60s, is a renowned performance artist, and she's in town and walking around the theater all the time.
You
she'll
never
be
know
doing
what you
performance.
Might see.
Absolutely.
So it's the 55th Ann Arbor Film Festival. Check it out. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. This is Cinema Chat, a weekly arts feature that we post here on WEMU, and there are new choices for movies this weekend as well.
That's right. The Red Turtle is opening. Now, this was an Academy Award-nominated Best Animated Film, and it tells the milestones of a life of a human being who was shipwrecked on a tropical island, and it's inhabited by turtles and crabs and birds, and the reviews on this are really outstanding. It invites us in, and anyone who's ever felt stranded metaphorically or literally in life can really relate to this film. It's lavish and stunning in terms of the animation, and the experience will ripple into your dreams. The Red Turtle opens on Monday, right after this the Ann Arbor Film Festival ends.
Beyond the Ann Arbor Film Festival, any special screenings?
Yeah, we've got this new series starting that I really helped put together. A lot of the series are put together by people with more expert in Japanese film or a Polish film or whatever. But this one is a art house classic. So it's called Cinema Revolution, Independent Films That Defined a Genre. And we're starting it on Monday with Breathless, which was directed by Jean-Luc Godard, one of the famous French directors of the French New Wave. The treatment for the film, the script for the film, was put together by François Truffaut, who was another one of those French New Wave filmmakers. And it continues on Mondays. A week from Monday, we're going to do Fellini's Satyricon and then Putney Swope. And that kind of ends our 60s.
Kind of gives you a clue as to where this is all headed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, some great movies, yeah.
And then we'll be doing stuff from the 70s, Day for Night, Woman Under the Influence, Harlan County, USA, the Barbara Crapple documentary. And it continues through the end of May, so you can go check that out. But come to see Breathless, which was a really landmark film when it came out. And then The Red Violin is part of our Science on Screen series. We're doing The Red Turtle, The Red Violin, the entire Red series, it appears. But Samuel L. Jackson is an expert violin appraiser, and a violin comes up for auction. And they tell the story of this violin, which was originally made in 1681. There's going to be a scientist there who will explain the acoustics of acoustical music, particularly violin. So that's the science part of this particular
It's a nice
movie.
Tie-in. I like that.
It's a really nice tie-in. That's going to be Tuesday at 7 o'clock.
A couple of great movies still playing.
That's right. Kitty, or K-E-D-I.
Kitty.
But it's Kitty because it's about cats. It's about Turkish cats that are actually roam freely in Istanbul. Not all cats do, but there seems to be a culture of this. And people really, really, really like this film. And the I'm Not Your Negro documentary about James Baldwin.
Should be shown in every class in America.
You got to see that. Now, opening this week is Life, which is about an International Space Station crew who discovers life on Mars, but it turns out the life is a little more nefarious than you want it to be. So you
a lot
can
of
think,
eye candy in that one with Jake Gyllenhaal and Ryan Reynolds,
that's
right?
You can think kind of alien kind of stuff. Dax Shepard and Michael Pena are in Chips, which is a...
Based on the old TV series?
Comedy.
That was an awful TV TV
comedy,
series.
And then they treat it as a broad comedy.
All right.
Lots of material. And the Power Rangers have a movie.
Oh, for goodness
high tech qualities here to the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. So that's for the kids.
For Ross Collins, I'm David Fair. Both of us encourage you to get down and see at least some portion of the 55th Ann Arbor Film Festival playing through Sunday in Ann Arbor. I'm David Fair again for Russ Collins, and you are listening to Cinema Chat exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Thanks to WEMU contributors, and see ya at the Ann Arbor Film Festival.